sing.
Him of our joy bells ring.
He gave me a song.
Mention of the hilltop. 3, 5, 0. I'm satisfied with
just got to be low on a silver and little gold, but in that city where master will shine, I want to go on that silver line.
In a word of prayer at this time, and then we'll dismiss our young ladies and ladies of the congregation to go to the back room there for them to do their work. You would up and lead us down the hallway to the left there. We'll show them the room.
Follow me.
Good to see you.
Nah.
Be careful as you go down.
I know you got a bunch of rooms.
It's part of life. Y'all are going to fill up that table back there. Well, men, we'll continue on with the whole program of activities, Adam.
Good chapter 12. Let's read. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people drew in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all of the others. They all gave out their money, their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything all she had to live on."
We'll be singing number 728B, first, second, and fourth verse. There is
beyond the azure blue, a God concealed from human sight. He tends the skies with every hue and framed the worlds with his great might. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I Am.
There
was a long time ago a God who was the prophet's earth. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from his inspired word. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I Am. Our God, Son upon a tree, a life was willing there to give, that he from sin might set man free, and evermore with him could live. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive.
I'll be singing Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
We will be singing Amazing Grace, number 12, 1, 2.
See.
chapter 4, verse 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer or petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends and all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and let the God of peace be with you.
We will be singing Humble Yourselves. And then there's no page number though, so. Humble
yourselves in the sight of the Lord.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord.
Speaker is a kid by the name of Will Branning, and he's a great one. So you're going to have a very sorry fill-in tonight compared to old Will. Will is not able to be with us tonight, and man, Will he tells it like it is, and he'll preach a little fire and brimstone if he has to, and he'll tell you there's two ways to go, and one is the way to heaven, and one is the way to hell, and you want to be on the right side of that. So Will will tell it like it is. I'm going to do a very sorry rendition of a fill-in, a little pitch hitter here tonight. In Matthew chapter 18, the first four verses of that, Jesus is asked a tough question. His disciples come to him, as they did often. They gather around. I'm sure this is something that happened a lot. Jesus' disciples gathering around him, and they want to know certain questions about life, certain questions about their walk. I'm sure they wanted to know Jesus' opinion on absolutely everything, right? You're a follower of Christ. You want to know his opinion on everything. But in this particular case, they ask him a tough question. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Now, this is either coincidence or providence. I lean towards providence. But Austin didn't know I was going to be speaking on Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. He just led humble yourselves right here before I got up. But my father has been a sports fan his entire life. When he was really young, he couldn't afford a TV. Not everybody had a TV back in those days. When he was 13 years old, he entered a contest down at the local hardware store, put his name in the hat, Woodbury, Tennessee, tiny little town, Woodbury, Tennessee, outside of Murfreesboro. He put his name in the hat, and they drew his name out, and he got the second prize. The second prize was a brand new double mattress. Well, he didn't need a mattress. He already had a mattress, a good one. He liked his mattress. My grandmother had a good double mattress. She didn't need one either. The first prize was a lady who lived right up the hill who got a brand new color TV. Now, there's no way on earth my grandmother could afford a color TV. No way. She was a single woman who had five kids and she worked in a factory. She couldn't afford a color TV. No way. But my father came up with a plan. He said, "Mama, why don't you go see if Miss Thompson up the hill needs a mattress?" And sure enough, she needed a mattress. And she had no use whatsoever for this color TV, because why on earth would anybody watch that talking box when there was a perfectly good radio right there on her kitchen counter? So they made the trade, and my dad got to watch the sports that he wanted to watch. He said that he used to watch a guy by the name of Johnny Unitas, quarterback for the Baltimore Colts. He said, "Johnny Unitas is the greatest football player I have ever seen. And he will go to his grave saying that Johnny Unitas is the greatest football player he's ever seen." He said Mickey Mantle was the greatest baseball player he had ever seen. No question about it. My father will go to his grave saying Mickey Mantle was the greatest baseball player he had ever seen. He said Pistol Pete Maravich was the best basketball player he had ever seen. Now, I grew up in the age of Michael Jordan, so you're going to have a hard time convincing me that Pistol Pete was better than Michael Jordan. Because I love Michael Jordan. I had Michael Jordan posters all over my room when I was a kid. But my dad still says that Pistol Pete was the best basketball player, the greatest he had ever seen. And he said when it came to the squared circle, Muhammad Ali was the best boxer, the greatest that he had ever seen. He said, no question about it. No matter who comes along after this, Muhammad Ali was the greatest. Muhammad Ali, coincidentally, also thought that Muhammad Ali was the greatest. And he would tell anybody who listened that he was the greatest, right? But they come to Jesus and they say, who is the greatest? Not the greatest fisherman. Not the greatest farmer. And not the greatest at riding a horse. Not the greatest cook. I want to know who was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And now we're dealing with a completely different deal. Because the kingdom of heaven is not like the secular world. We get praise for things in the secular world. Maybe at our job. Maybe we get praise from our family, our community, our neighbors. Maybe from our wife, that might be rare. I don't know how your household works, but maybe occasionally you get praise from your wife. But this is the kingdom of heaven that we're talking about. And they wanted to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And they said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus answered them, not with words initially. Jesus answered them with an object lesson. He brought them a child. He said, you want to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Be like this. A
child is full of wonder. A child is full of awe. A child trusts. A child will admit when they need help. There are a lot of great qualities about a child. And Jesus says, if you want to be the greatest, you be like this. But if you're worried about things like being the greatest, if you are concerned about how great you are and people's perception about you, you have no place in the kingdom of heaven. You want to be great. Turn and be like a child. Those are my thoughts that I have for you tonight. I want to thank you, as we always do, for having us here. So kind of you to have us at this place. We may do a little bit more singing here in just a minute, but let's pause right now and go to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this evening, and we just ask you to humble us. Humble us and help us to be like children. Help us to not worry about who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Father, we pray for these young men. We pray that throughout their lives they are constantly in a position to lead in some way in your kingdom. That they remain true to the word, true to their faith. And we pray, Lord, that they always look to you for their strength, for their guidance, and the way to live their lives. Thank you most of all for this, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, not only for his example, and not only for his teaching, but especially, Lord, for his sacrifice, that we might see your face one day. And it is in his name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I will be singing number 230, I Want to Be a Worker. I want to be
a worker for the Lord. I want to love and trust His holy word. I want to sing and pray and be busy every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work and pray.
Church family and other friends and other things, Lord. Thank you for your Son that died on the cross for our sin. In your Son's name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Okay. Okay. How about let's sing together 345?
All right.
In our book, 345. Love lifted me. You know about that, don't you? I was sinking deep in sin from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to Christ the Lord. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted even me, love lifted even me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger look above, Jesus completely saves, He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, builds his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me, love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me. Brother Tom, if you would, after this one, lead one song for us, please. Brother Tom Osborne is our usual song leader here. Congregation, he's here tonight. Would you now turn to 394? Let's sing 394 before he comes up. Oh, listen to the wondrous story, count it once among the lost. Yet one came down from heaven's glory, saving us at all cost. Who saved us from eternal woe, that Son upon the cross. But did He die for you? Where is He now? Savior, to His scepter humbly bow. You too shall come to know His favor. He will save you now. Who saved us from eternal woe,
like our Son upon the cross.
What did He do?
Sure, while
song leader for us tonight, too, from Goodman Oaks.
Isaac Young.
496.
496.
The time is swifter than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God, my Savior,
offer the Lord's Supper to anybody that's missed this morning. I don't know if we have anybody or not.
Thank y'all again for letting us be here with you tonight. Do we have anyone tonight that needs to partake of the Lord's Supper? Do raise your hand. Oh, yep, 1, 2, 3. Okay. All right. Let's bow together. I'll let everybody get in. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Would there be